Closing arguments continue today in the trial of two former Tyco executives. They're accused of stealing $170 million from the company they led. CEO Dennis Kozlowski and former CFO Mark Schwartz are charged with grand larceny, conspiracy, securities fraud, and falsifying business records. In their closing argument, prosecutors spent much of their time dealing with the two men's lavish lifestyles and how they used company funds on luxury apartments, furnishings, and works of art. Nancy Solomon has been covering the trial and joins us now from Manhattan. Nancy, this trial's been going on for more than 5 months. Prosecutors wrapped up their case today. Could you summarize their main points?
It's not easy. It's been a very, very long case. But the prosecutors say that these two bosses employed a complicated scheme over 7 years to give themselves huge bonuses and take out free loans and buy all sorts of lavish perks for themselves, and that none of this was ever authorized by the board of directors. They say they didn't disclose the extra pay and benefits to shareholders either. To give you an example of how this supposedly worked, they had a relocation benefits program for executives who had to move, say, to New York. And with that program, the company would buy them a $12 million luxury apartment outfitted with all sorts of things like the now notorious $6,000 shower curtain. And all of this was paid for by Tyco. The prosecutors say, fine, if you want to live the high life, no problem with that. But they never paid for anything by themselves.
Now, before the prosecutors wrapped up their case, Dennis Kozlowski's attorneys had already made their closing argument, or his closing argument. Any surprising there?
Not too many surprises. I mean, they went on for 2 full days, and they portrayed Kozlowski and Schwartz as highly successful men who made the company rich, and that they were rewarded for it. The defense insists that the board knew about all the bonuses and loans, and that the directors are only now saying that they didn't to avoid civil suits from shareholders who lost a lot of money. The defense says is that if you view the bonuses, you know, $12 million here, $25 million there, another $18 million, if you view those bonuses in the context of the economic boom of the 1990s, that it's not so outrageous.
So Kozlowski's lawyers say the board not only knew about all these loans and payments, but it approved them as well. And the prosecutors, however, are saying that's not true.
That's right. And so now it's up to the jury to figure out who to believe. The defense says that Kozlowski and Schwartz acted in the open and put all their pay on the books, and that this shows that there was no criminal intent or any attempt to lie or hide or conceal what they were doing. The prosecutors counter that this is how white-collar criminals act, that they don't hide what they're doing. They put it on the books, but they move accounts around so that no one really pays attention. They reminded jurors of the consistent testimony of many of the board of directors who said no authorization was ever given. And they point out that the directors were the ones who initiated the investigation in the first place that led to these charges.
Now, the two defendants are being tried together, but it's somewhat interesting because their lawyers are pursuing different strategies.
Very different. Kozlowski's lawyer did not put anyone on the stand, including Kozlowski. He has not spoken at all. And Schwartz testified for 9 full days. So that's a huge difference. And I think in some ways it reflects the different personalities of these two men. Kozlowski is a kind of stern-looking, red-faced man. I've heard that lawyers were afraid if they put him on the stand, he might lose his temper. Schwartz is affable, always smiling, very calm and relaxed. He gave a very human portrait of himself, and did an excellent job. And lawyers who are watching this case believe that he helped both himself and Kozlowski.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Michelle.
Nancy Solomon in Manhattan.